You're on the line with the Cajun contractor, Michael King. What's your question?
My question is, when I pulled up my linoleum off the floor, the backing remained, and it's an off-white paper, and it's about 20 years old. And I'm wondering, how do I remove that?
Well, Sheila, please, please do not do anything until you have it tested. It may contain asbestos. To find out, what I want you to do is cut out a small piece off, put it in a plastic envelope, but make sure you use rubber gloves. And what I want you to do is take it to a testing lab. And you can find these testing labs listed in the Yellow Pages. The color of the paper and the fact that it's 20 years old make me believe that it is asbestos. Julie, what would be the most valuable mortgage insight that you can share with our listeners today?
Bad things happen to good homeowners. Hardship has no regard for your social standing or financial status. We all tend to live to our means. When something bad happens, it doesn't take much to find ourselves in trouble. Our goals are to provide you, the listener, with the knowledge that is the key for making the best mortgage-related decisions for you, informing you of the options available, encouraging you to take advantage of this important information and the expertise offered through Home Talk with Michael King.
David, can you give us some quick tips on how you can save money building a house?
I can give you lots of tips, starting with designing the house. I know this is going to sound a little different, but what about designing the house around the materials that you collect? Now, there's a lot of ways to do that. One of the things that I like to do is go to auctions, and I pick up materials, and I design the house around the materials. Another way to save money is just the important fact of keeping the design simple. One of the biggest mistakes that people make when they decide to build a house is they get totally carried away in the design.
Leaky toilets can waste about an average of 11,000 gallons of water a year and cost homeowners hundreds of dollars. Michael, other than your toilet running, how can you basically tell your toilet's leaking?
Well, here's a quick way of telling. After the toilet has flushed out, you look down inside the bowl, and that water level rises. So after it's done rising and the tank is still filling, a lot of times you'll see that water just sort of fluctuating, just waving. Every 15 seconds that's doing that, it's maintained that water level inside the trap, and any extra water that's added is just going right down the drain.
Now, for your home improvement tip of the week, due to very low home interest rates, housing purchases are at an all-time high, but also foreclosures are also up. When you consider building or buying an existing home, there are a few things you need to consider. What I want you to do is create a budget. You need to know how much money you can afford. If you have to obtain a loan, please check out your credit rating and correct any mistakes. A good credit rating will get you a cheaper interest rate. Make a list of what you need in the home. And also remember, do not just consider the price, but the school district, the proximity of work, the daycare, public transit, and etc. And also find a good real estate agent that knows the area and look at a few homes.